Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back for Survivor Exit Interview week number 5 of Survivor 41. Today, we're going to be talking with the person who got voted out on Survivor Wednesday night. It's Jeannie Chan who will join us to talk about being voted out of the Uwa tribe. A very tense tribal council with Jeannie and Ricard and Chan. And we'll talk with Jeannie this morning about how it all went down on Wednesday night. Had the pleasure of talking with Stephen Fishback once again. Had a very nice chat about the episode. Stephen really was on fire last night. He did not like the brand new Knowledge is Power advantage. You'll have to listen to the know-it-alls to hear all about why he didn't like it. Plus, we broke down everything from that tribal council last night. So hope you check out this week's Survivor Know-It-Alls. And we have got a great week of interviews coming up as well. On the podcast, Davey Rickenbacker will join me on Thursday. Looking forward to talking with Davey, who is part of Survivor David versus Goliath that has just been announced. It's going to be on Netflix coming up on November 15th, 16th. Davey is going to be riding high. He's got an event coming up in Atlanta next week to do a watch party. So lots to talk about with Davey on Thursday. Plus, we're going to check in with J.E. Skeets, one of the hosts of the No Dunks NBA podcast. Also talks about Survivor as well this season on a podcast called No Buffs. We'll check in with Skeets on Friday. I hope you will enjoy that one. And then on our feedback show this week, Haley Strong will join us. The Bachelorette season is back. It'll be a good time to check in with Haley. Get your feedback questions in at robiswebsite.com/voicemail for that. Plus, huge week. The Wandoff is back this Monday. Wiggler, Casey, Wanda are all going to be back to count down the top 10 songs, song parodies from season 41 of Survivor. We'd announced we're going to do a Wandoff a month. So this is going to be our October Wandoff coming up. If you have an idea for a Wandoff, you have until Friday night to get it in. Wandoff at robhaswebsite.com. So go ahead and get your submissions in for that. And make sure you don't miss the Wandoff by subscribing to the podcast. robhaswebsite.com/subscribe. I got to thank a sponsor before we get to Jeannie. And those are our friends over at BetterHelp. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? Maybe that there is some regret, something we always talk about here on the Survivor Exit Interview. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, and you can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional therapy that is done securely online. You know, there's a broad range of expertise available, which might not be locally available in many areas. And this service is available for clients worldwide. Just log into your account anytime and send a message to your therapist. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. You won't ever have to sit in uncomfortable waiting rooms like you might with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website and read their testimonials that they post all the time. BetterHelp.com/reviews. Visit BetterHelp.com/RJP. That's Better H-E-L-P to join the over 2 million people who've taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp. They're recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. Check out this special offer for RHAP listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/RHAP. That's betterhelp.com/RHAP. All right. I see that we have Jeannie on the line. Let's go ahead and patch her in. Jeannie, are you there?
Happy birthday. Oh my gosh. I'm so honored that I'm maybe the first contestant to tell you happy birthday.
Yes, Jeannie. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it. Jeannie, how are you doing?
Oh man, I'm doing good actually. I feel like all these interviews are kind of helping me. It's cathartic, you know?
Yes. Okay. What have they helped with?
Well, you know, at first I was like, okay, that was absolutely a bonehead move to be like sharing where the idol was, first of all, and then a bonehead move to think that, you know, Shan was going to choose me over Ricard when they've been working together this whole time. So yeah, I was feeling a little bit down before I started talking to everybody.
Yeah. Well, Jeannie, don't feel down. You did great, and we loved getting to watch you on the show, and it's very nice to get to talk to you today. I would love to know from you, when you watched the episode last night, did you know that Shannon Ricard had replaced the real idol with a fake idol inside the Beware Advantage?
No. That answer would be a capital N and capital O for no.
Yes.
I did it.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. This is, and it's like, it's so funny because I realize I play with like way too much honesty, right? And mm-hmm. and it doesn't work very well for me at the end. But I also thought that these two also had more integrity than I really gave them credit for, because we agreed, okay, nobody's going to touch this idol. And I was like, yeah, okay, great. And I was like, great, I'm going to go fishing to get more fish for us or to get food for us. So while I was doing that, trying to provide for us, that's what they were doing. Scheming, putting new freaking, you know, fake idols in there. I'm just like, great. I'm watching this going, wow. I was just totally hosed the whole time.
Jeannie, did you feel more betrayed by one of those two in particular?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, look, I wrote Ricard's name in the first episode. And from then on, like, nobody really trusted Ricard and nobody really cared to work with him from the Ua tribe. The only reason why we did was because everybody wanted Shan on their side, right? So you know, you work with Shan and then you can get Ricard, right? So for me, I felt like I had a true emotional connection with Shan, but I'm sure JD felt he had a true emotional connection with Shan, and Brad also felt he had a true it's just crazy that like she was able to do this to all of us, and then at the end just go still stick with Ricard and not the people who gave her all of our trust.
You mentioned how you put a vote on Ricard at the first tribal council, but we never really got a clear answer of what you were doing there. Could you just talk us through why you put the vote on Ricard at the first tribal council?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I wish I could say it was the genius move so that in case Sarah played her shot in the dark, that there would be an extra person's name. But again, true to my fashion, I have to be completely honest with you and tell you that that was actually sort of a mistake. Okay, well, this is what happened. First of all, that live tribal, it went live. It was the very first tribal. How did it went freaking live? And you know, lights in my face, like all these. I mean, I thought the vote was going to be turned to Brad. Me and Brad panicked, and we thought we had JD. We're like, you know, because the original plan between me, Brad, and JD, I thought that was our alliance of three. It was everybody votes Sarah. If Sarah plays her shot in the dark and it is she is safe, we are the three of us will write Ricard. So Ricard will go home on a revote. When live travel started happening and it looked like they were trying to turn it to Brad, Brad and JD, and this didn't make it to the edit, but we were standing around talking. We're like, JD, I thought we were together. It's three of us. And then Brad says, if you want JD, we can just throw the hammer down on Ricard now and vote Ricard instead of Sarah. So I literally heard Ricard, and then my mind shut down. Yes, Ricard, I'm going to write. R-I-C. Yes. So I didn't even hear that JD ultimately said Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And he ultimately said Sarah because he went straight to Shan, you know, and you guys saw this. We all saw this and asked Shan who she wanted, Brad or Ricard.
Yeah.
And Shan whispered, you know, Sarah. So at least after the first tribal, we knew that we lost, that JD was not with us, that JD was 100% with Shan.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, it was hard for me and Brad to trust JD again.
Yeah.
So, well,
yeah. Thank you for talking us all through that, because we did have a lot of questions about that. So I really appreciate you giving us some clarity on that.
Yes. Yes. But in hindsight, though, I felt like the instinct of writing Ricard
yes.
been what we all went with, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, oh, man.
You had a lot of time on the beach with Ricard, it seemed like, in the episode to talk things through, and he was trying to convince you to write Shan's name down. Did you ever give any consideration to what Ricard was saying about how that maybe there might be a move to be made there to vote out Shan?
No, absolutely not. I was never going to write down Shan's name. I mean, it's just, you know, I hate to say this, but it's like I can only play with my heart.
Yeah.
And my heart was with Shan.
Yeah.
And I get it. Everybody gave their heart to Shan. And that was everybody's downfall, right? Mm-hmm. But there were little clues to me that felt like, okay, I'm different. She's actually going to go with me. She actually really likes me and her to go to the end. There were little things that like weren't caught on camera, you know, like she puts her head on my shoulder, like when it was raining and that little stupid shelter we like built, you know, like little things like just like, you know, like physical things that like, or affectionate things that we would do for each other and stuff. And in this game where it's like, you know, you're backstabbing, you're scheming and everything. And like any kind of like connection like that, like intimate thing like that, I really held on to. So, you know, that was my bad. I misread that.
Jeannie, if you had to do it over again, what would you have done differently?
You know what I would say? The only thing I really regret in this whole game was that at the very end, I played with fear. The reason why I didn't take the beware idol was because I didn't want to lose my vote, you know, and yeah. I didn't think Lulu was going to find theirs. They were sitting pretty. They couldn't even try to lose the game, you know what I mean? So, or lose the challenge. So I played with fear at the end, and that really ultimately is what got me. I mean, I still can always play with my heart. That's just who I am. I just can't pretend to be something else.
Yeah.
The only time I will lie to you is if I'm trying to get you out at that moment. I just can't lie to somebody at the beginning, you know, like that's not my gameplay, but I should have just taken that beware idol and then figured it out.
Yeah. Cause then the idol would have been live by the time you went to that tribal council and you would have had a shot and you would have played the idol then
exactly.
At that vote.
I think so. Because afterwards, when we came back from our challenge that we lost, there were little things that happened that I was like, oh man, this is weird. Like when Shan went, you know, had said to me, Jeannie, did you go to get the idol? And I was like, well, why would I get the idol? Because we all agreed we weren't going to touch the idol. Therefore, if I was to open the idol now, I would lose my vote for sure.
Yeah.
You know, because the plan that Shan came up to me was, hey, let's not take the idol. Let's go to the challenge. Let's, you know, I'm going to say the phrase to make them think we turned on the idol. But when in reality, the idols have no power. They're not, you know, activated because we left our idol at Camp Ua. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's a great idea. So when we came back and she said, well, why don't you go get did you go open the idol? I was like, that's weird. I would lose my vote. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
So that was my first clue as that, oh, wait, she's not really with me, you know?
Yeah.
And I just should have, but, you know, the comfort of having someone that you can count on is a better chance than 16.66% chance of drawing a you know, playing the shot in the dark and drawing a safe scroll. Like to me, there was a better than 16.66 chance that Shan would vote with me.
Yeah.
Than me, you know, succeeding with the shot in the dark.
Yeah. Last week, Jeannie, I talked with JD, and JD said that, no, his plan was he wanted to vote with you, and he would use his extra vote, and he would then vote out either Shan or Ricard if you were on board with it. And he said that you were not up for that plan. Is that right, what JD was saying?
That is completely, completely false.
Okay.
Why wouldn't I want? Are you kidding me? I freaking wrote Ricard's name in the first.
He said
night.
You love like, Shan too much. You wouldn't go against them.
No, I see. I feel like that's he was in it thick with Shan. I mean, he gave Shan the extra advantage twice. You know, so
yeah.
And it's funny because I was trying to hint to him. To maybe he could use his extra vote. I said things like, hey, this didn't make it to camera, but I was like, hey, I know you have that extra vote, but I'm assuming you want to take it to the merge. Like, kind of like, this is your chance to be like, no, Jeannie, let's do this. Like, and he didn't. He's like, yeah, he wants to keep it to the merge. And I was like, okay, well, fine. Then when this wasn't shown either, but when Shan was like, okay, Jeannie, I'm going to try to get JD's extra vote. But this is before I knew he even gave it to her in the first place, like the first time, right? I was like, there's no way. There's no way he's going to give you his extra vote. Like that's crazy. So because Shan shared that plan with me, I was like, okay, Shan's with me. You know what I mean? Like she wants to get JD out. So I literally went out to like go to the bathroom in the ocean. In 10 minutes, I come back and Shan's like, oh, I got the extra vote. And I was like, what? So I couldn't even use that fact with that she told me this plan. I couldn't even use it to go to JD to say, hey, Shan's going to get your extra vote. We need to do something together. It's like she got it in like 10 minutes. I'm telling you, this girl's magic with everybody. But that's when I knew, okay, well, my only play now is to get JD because he doesn't even have his extra vote anymore.
Yeah. Jeannie, could you talk a little bit about your relationship with Brad? Just how close were the two of you?
Well, Brad was the only person that I felt completely safe with. Like, I felt like me and him could tell each other anything and that we would never use it against each other. I just felt like we were kind of, we were very honest like that with each other. The only thing, though, is that when I was all pissed off with the blind side, and Shan said, well, you didn't even know that he went on this like secret trek to get this, you know, this extra vote or whatever. He wasn't your number, or you weren't his number one. That's when I was surprised, and I was like, whoa. Like, I knew he had the Beware Idol because me and him found it together, right? But the extra vote, I did see that extra vote, like when he showed me all of his goodies.
Yeah.
And this didn't make it to camera. I saw the extra vote or the steal a vote scroll. And I was like, Brad, what is this? And Brad said to me, oh, yeah, that was also in the Beware Idol. It's a very powerful thing. And I remember thinking, wait a minute. I don't think this was in the Beware Idol as well. The like steal a vote. It just doesn't make sense that they would stick that in there as well. So that kind of gave me a little bit of like pause, right? Mm. That he's keeping something from me. But even with that, I by far still felt like we were in a strong alliance together.
And you two are still close now?
I mean, you know, he didn't do anything terrible to me and I didn't do anything terrible to him, you know? Okay. So, I have to also say, like, it was all a game, right? Even Shan and Ricard.
Sure.
I mean, even though they were playing me the whole time, it was a game and I'm really, really telling myself, I'm really trying hard to not take things personal because they just played a bit better game, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't really harbor much hard feelings for anybody, even though, you know, even JD, who like lied about not wanting to work with him. It's like, it doesn't even make sense that I wouldn't want to work with him for voting Ricard off, you know?
Yeah.
And so it just, even then, like, I'm not going to harbor hard feelings for anybody.
Jeannie, real quick, last thing I have for you. Have you gone back to work? And if so, are you being recognized all the time?
You know what? I have gone back to work and I am being recognized, but not all the time. So I think the mask also helps, you know, because I'm still wearing a mask at my grocery store.
Okay.
So it's like, yeah. So some people who are super fans will recognize
you know.
I don't think it's casual. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's sweet when people approach me and it's weird that they get nervous to talk to me. It's just funny to me because I'm like, dude, I'm here to serve you, man. What do you need? You need some baby spinach right here. I got them all right here.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Baby spinach looks like little trees, if you think about it, too.
Oh, my God. I know. Oh, my God.
Or leaves, at least. Yeah.
I got to tell you, that's the one regret I have. That, not that I trusted the wrong people or anything, but that I played with fear at the very end. I was afraid of that Beware Idol. I saw what it did to Brad. You know, I was afraid to lose my vote. I was afraid, you know, Lulu wouldn't even find it. And I'd just be stuck with no vote with three people left. So, you know, of course, hindsight is 20/20, but I should have just gone for it, you know?
Yeah.
And that will be what I do next time.
Next time. That's right. Jeannie, I know you got to run.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. And you did a great job. And it was really nice to get to talk to you today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, Jeannie, take care.
Okay.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
All right, everybody. There you have it. Jeannie Chan. That was a delight. Love talking with Jeannie. She was so much fun. Interesting that she had a different view on events than JD had last week on the exit interview. So that's interesting to go back and see, you know, who had the right version of events. That I feel like it's been a minute since we've been doing these exit interviews. It's not too often that we have such conflicting reports on how a series of event went down. So I'm sure it gives us a lot to talk about in the podcast this week as we get into everything coming up. Really looking forward to chatting with Davey. I know that he is a big Shan stan. And of course, we got some really great insight into her game here in this exit interview today. So looking forward to catching up with Davey and, of course, J.E. Skeets. And then the feedback show coming up with Haley Strong over the weekend. Get your feedback questions in for that one. Plus, be sure to check out everything else we're doing in our Rehapups feed. YX Lost, the B&B, Survivor Global, the Stock Watch with Taryn. You can make sure you're subscribed and getting all of those when you subscribe to our Survivor podcast feed. It's at robhessawebsite.com/survivorfeed. Thank you so much for joining us for this week's exit interview. Be back talking with Davey coming up in just a little bit. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye. Support for this podcast comes from our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work, but you know it's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too. You're busy enough. Go to geico.com and get a quote and see what you can save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today.